It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.
There's been a lot of talk in recent weeks about changes and evolution of law enforcement as a profession, and some of those changes obviously make sense. What's interesting is, as I've been reviewing some of the bills in Congress that are looking at requiring body cameras, car cameras, a national registry for police misconduct, and on, I'm glad to be able to say that a lot of those things we're already doing in small town America in police departments like Parsons. Maybe it's time for the big cities to catch up with some of the small towns and get back to the core of policing, which is really trying to be a guardian, providing service, interacting with your community, and being accountable. Those things all make perfect sense to, I think, most enlightened law enforcement executives, certainly in talking with the other chiefs in our region. These are all things that I think we all support and or are already doing. When it comes to making sure that we're documenting and reporting use of force, that we limit the use of no-knock search warrants, that we ban chokeholds, those are things that are already in place. Now, that doesn't mean that we can sit on our laurels. Small departments, we certainly are not overfunded by any stretch of the imagination. And in fact, many times in small towns, you know, the police departments continue to be the only 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week public helping safety outreach point of contact, you know, for people that are in crisis in the middle of a domestic, you know, issue with their family, are needing social services in the middle of the night, you know, are experiencing a mental health crisis, you know, or we find kids at risk. So, you know, there's always been a demand for smaller cities, you know, to rely on their policing agencies truly to be a helping agency. You know, I think a lot of the stats will show 80% of, you know, policing is not lights and sirens and, you know, making big, you know, arrests. It really is, you know, helping people, you know, and then we've got that 20% where, you know, you kind of have to put on a different, you know, headset, you know, and go out and do, you know, core emergency kinds of police work and make arrests. So I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing how, you know, communities across the nation come together with the intent to improve their law enforcement service and move forward to make all of our communities that much safer and that much saner.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.